Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 30th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft confirmed it won't block users installing Windows 11 on older PCs manually using ISO files. The company said manual installs of the OS may not be entitled to get Windows updates, even security ones, and is mainly meant to be used by businesses evaluating the OS. Microsoft also announced systems with Intel's Core X series, Xeon W series, and the Core 7820HQ found in the Surface Studio 2 are supported in Windows 11. The operators of the Ragnarok ransomware organization closed shop and released its universal decryption key. Ragnarok had been active since 2019, using the Ragnar Locker ransomware to target IT networks, collecting over $4.5 million in documented ransom payments. The operators did not announce why it was shutting down. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman claims the Apple Watch Series 7 will offer a flatter display and edges than the current model, with a slightly larger 41mm and 45mm case sizes. The Series 7 reportedly will not feature any major health-focused upgrades. Gurman sources also say there is a belief inside Apple that CEO Tim Cook will remain in that position for one more major new product category, likely augmented reality glasses. Gurman previously reported that Apple planned a mixed reality headset by 2022, with AR glasses planned for the mid-2020s. In an interview earlier this year, Cook said he probably won't be running Apple in 10 years. Fossil announced its Gen 6 smartwatches, which include Qualcomm's new Snapdragon Wear 4100 Plus SoC. These come in 42mm and 44mm case sizes with a 1.28-inch round AMOLED screen, offering new health features like continuous heart rate tracking, a new blood oxygenation sensor, and a new built-in wellness app. These watches will support Wear OS 3 with an update expected in 2022. The watches start at $299 and are available for pre-order. In a new note, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo expects the next-gen iPhone to feature a Low Earth Orbit, or LEO, satellite communication mode, letting users make calls and send messages when outside of standard cell reception. It's unclear if this would be limited to Apple services like iMessage and FaceTime, or if it would be limited to just emergency situations. Kuo also expects LEO satellite communication to be supported in reportedly upcoming Apple product categories like AR headsets, an Apple Car, and IoT devices. MIT Technology Review profiled Hour One, a startup that licenses a model's likeness to use in AI-generated videos. The company has about 100 AI-generated characters that can be used for videos with over 40 clients. Models receive a micropayment every time a client licenses a video with their likeness. Models do not have a say in how their likeness will be used, but Hour One's ethics policy says it won't work with certain industries, including gambling, sex, and politics. According to a notice from China's National Press and Publication Administration, the country will limit minors to 3 hours of online gaming most weeks. Previous rules limited minors to 1.5 hours per day. Minors will be able to play online from 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays, as well as on weekends and public holidays. ByteDance acquired the VR headset maker Pico in an undisclosed deal. Pico makes standalone VR headsets for businesses and enterprises. IDC estimates Pico was the third largest virtual reality headset maker globally in Q1 2021, with shipments up 44.7% on the year. The privacy-focused, ad-free, personalized search engine Zane launched a web app in beta for Chromium-based browsers after initially offering its search services in mobile apps. Both versions of the search engine use a technique called masked federated learning to tailor a user's web experience without compromising their privacy, with all personal information staying within a browser. Users can like or dislike AI-suggested content or disable AI suggestions entirely. Zane's AI search algorithms are open source. Clubhouse rolled out support for spatial audio to a majority of iOS users, letting each speaker in an audio room sound like they're speaking from a different physical location. The feature will come to all iOS and Android users in the coming weeks. And finally, Xbox engineering lead Eden Marie announced a fix to improve the rendering of old GamerPick avatars originally purchased for the Xbox 360, which measure 72 by 72 pixels and were showing gray borders, cut-off corners, and were just tiny on 4K displays. A fix rolling out to the alpha ring of Xbox insiders now upscales the GamerPicks and uses a transparency layer to better fit them on circular icons. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.